San Antonio musician Stephanie Key recently survived an attack from COVID-19. Now fully recovered, she's ready to strike back in more ways than one. TPR arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan explains.
Lovers of classical music have seen Key for the last 18 years playing clarinet with the San Antonio Symphony. Key is also a distance runner and mountain climber, so she listens very carefully to her body. At one point, it began telling her something wasn't right.
I'd been able to say, oh, it's just this time of the year, allergies, or, you know, I just ran too hard today, so that's why my ankles ache.
Finally, in late March, she began feeling something she couldn't ignore.
About a month ago, I had a fever that just came out of nowhere. When the fever just literally flooded my body, I realized, oh my God, I've got this.
The coronavirus was all over the news, and she worried she had it too. She called her doctor, who recommended she take aspirin and give it one more day.
Just take the rest of the day very slowly. Call me in the morning if you still have the fever, and we'll talk about getting a test.
In the meantime, the San Antonio Symphony had devised a neat little shelter-in-place video project that allowed them to be a symphony again, if only on video.
Yeah, I made that video Thursday night, the 26th. When I had the fever.
Each symphony member recorded themselves individually at home, and all their videos would be edited together later.
I think I needed that kind of focus in this time of anxiety and panic.
She was able to pull off her part, but now when she looks back at the video, she can see she's sick.
I look feverish. I don't look pale.
The next day dawned and she was still sick, so her doctor sent her to the Freeman Coliseum for a COVID-19 test. Feeling bad as she did, she was really dreading the experience. But the healthcare workers there showed that they cared.
They recognized that they were dealing with frightened people driving up in their cars and not knowing what to expect and sick. From the time I pulled into the Freeman Coliseum parking lot to when I pulled out was 15 minutes.
The COVID test was unexpectedly quick, but now came the wait. They told her she would have the results in 3 to 5 days. She went home and back to bed, still fighting a relentless fever.
Throw the covers off, and then you'd get cold, you'd pull the covers back on, and that was really the toughest part, was just being so uncomfortable at night.
But her biggest fear wasn't rooted in the present. COVID-19 often does lung damage, lungs that were a critical part in playing clarinet. Key wondered if her symphony days were numbered.
You know, a couple times I remember waking up in the middle of the night and sitting up and just forcing myself to breathe as deeply as I could, just to kind of see, what is it? Do I feel anything? Am I experiencing anything else, or is this just anxiety?
She faced down her fears, and she didn't have to face them alone. Husband David Molinauer, a cellist with the San Antonio Symphony, was always nearby.
He took great care of me, and I know that, you know, for people that are alone, that's the horrible part, is there's no one to take care of you, no one to bring you food or, you know, to look after you.
But did her husband get sick too?
The incredible thing is it seems like he's asymptomatic. He hasn't shown a single symptom or anything.
And the ironic twist, he can't get a test.
Unless you have symptoms, they will not test you.
That weekend after her test was a long one, waiting for those results.
My fever was kind of hovered around 101 the whole time.
But then she turned the corner.
On Monday morning, my fever was gone. So I had a very short experience with this from Thursday afternoon to Monday morning.
Had this been COVID-19? And she got her answer the next day.
On Tuesday morning at 8 a.m., their phone rang, and it was a woman telling me that I tested positive for this.
By the time she found out, the worst had largely passed.
It was pretty apparent I was one of the luckier ones with a milder case, I guess you could say. But the protocol was the same. Don't leave your house for another week.
It's been several weeks since she emerged from the worst of it. She's now back to her regular routine, including running. But she also has other plans. She's going to help fight back. Those who recover from COVID-19 have antibodies in their plasma that may attack the virus.
So on May 5th, I have my appointment. I am going to go in and donate plasma. And the incredible thing is you can give plasma every 4 days.
She's grateful that she survived, but she's bothered by what she still sees all around her.
Well, I think what bothers me the most now is just seeing people out there absolutely taking no heed of, people are dying every day because of this same thing that I had. It's very hard to stomach.
She asked her doctor if there's something else she could do. He told her to keep doing what she's always done to make the world a better place.
What you can do is keep making beautiful music.
The San Antonio Symphony's next season begins in September. I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.